This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the show, Kate Delaney. If you've been here before, thanks for coming back for a double dip, a triple dip, or whatever it happens to be. If you're a first timer, well, we're rolling out the red carpet. The meat hack still making a lot of news globally. Chatter about cybersecurity. We're all over that. And Bob Baffert, the trainer of the horse that won the Kentucky Derby, is banned for 2 years from Churchill Downs. A second positive test. And what does that mean? Medina Spirit, with that sample test, cannot be crowned as the Kentucky Derby winner. So there's a lot of conversation about that as well. Even if you're not a horse racing fan and barely know what I'm talking about, you know that it's a historic race. And you know that there are drugs that would disqualify you, and that's exactly what happened here. So the runner-up, Mandolin, trained by a Louisville native, Brad Cox, would be declared the winner. How about that? And then the second test, again, with the fail, really hits Baffert where it counts. That's in the wallet and in the pride area. Crazy thing happening in Florida, in this Florida shootout, where two teenagers were responsible for holding the police at bay. They did not want to shoot back. A 12-year-old boy and a 14-year-old girl. I was actually watching this as it was unfolding, and I thought, oh, please, please let this end in a way that these kids don't end up dying or that the cops don't end up injured either, because they were not stopping. It was strange. It was like a video game, honestly. And the way this went down in Florida was this, and again in Central Florida, and you could see it because of the body cam video that's been released, and there was aerial video footage that did look like a video game with a lot of firing from police behind a tree, and then shots coming out of the house as well. So this 12-year-old and 14-year-old escaped from a group home. They broke into a nearby house. They took guns from inside and shot at deputies. So you got the deputies surrounding the home, dodging shots coming from inside the house. You can hear one of the deputies saying, please, please don't make me do this. And eventually that helicopter video captured that exchange of the gunfire. And so many shots being fired at the deputies can be seen when they returned fire. The 14-year-old was hit and rushed to the hospital with critical injuries. Then she was later transferred to a hospital in Orlando, listed now in stable condition. The owner of the home that was broken into said he lives there with three daughters and feels lucky that they were out at Publix, which is their grocery store in Florida, when all of this happened. So now his house is riddled with bullet holes, and he says he's considering moving. And this was simply a matter of deputies on patrol looking for a 14-year-old girl and a 12-year-old boy who were missing from Florida United Methodist Children's Home. And somebody on a nearby trail told the deputies, hey, we heard some glass breaking at this house down the road. So they tracked down the homeowner, who told them no one was supposed to be at the house and that there were weapons and a large amount of ammunition inside. The deputies headed to the house to respond. Then several hours later, they were dodging gunfire. You just can't make this stuff up. It is very, very sad. It looks like the girl's going to pull through. That is the good news there. But boy, oh boy, looking at that video is just a crazy, crazy thing. And And it just makes you shake your head and say, wow, how does this happen? They find that house, they escape, they find that house, and then the next thing you know, you're seeing played out on the tube for hours this crazy, crazy, you know, standoff. Wow. All right, moving along to all things political, of course, because it wouldn't be a show if we weren't dipping our toes somewhere in the politics of what is us and them, Democrats, Republicans, and whatever label you choose to be. And somehow there seems to be very little meeting in the middle. A lot of conversation about the border. That's not new because there's a horrific situation going on there with so many kids still piled on top of each other and some of these makeshift facilities. The governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, says, I'm going to do the president's job on the border. So taking on the border crisis, that's what the Texas governor says. I'm going to figure out how to solve this because a big part of what's happened at the border affects Texas. He says they're completely ignoring the crisis on the border, and because of that, as governor of this big state, I have to step up and do the federal government's job. We're going to instill safety. We're going to be doing things in Texas that no state has ever done before. That's why we bring it up at the top of this. When it comes to cracking down on anyone coming across the border, we're going to step up and secure the border even more than we ever have and than we already are doing. He says he's already deployed more than 1,000 Texas Department of Public Safety officers as well as National Guard troops, and they're going to multiply that effort. He says the border is going to be secure. It sounds bizarre, it sounds crazy, but they have no idea what they're doing federally, and I can't tell if they're just trying to disinform the public or they really don't know. But they have no idea of the magnitude of what's going on at the border. There's a problem that's killing people across the country. That's the amount of fentanyl that the cartels are coming across the border with just this year alone, the first 4 months of the year. He talked about human trafficking by the Mexican drug cartels. In addition to the drug trafficking, it is a very big problem in Texas. I can attest to that. And there's enough fentanyl at the border, as he said, to kill every man, woman, and child in the entire state of New York. So let's see what happens with Greg Abbott and his challenge to the feds to say, move out of the way. At least in Texas, we're going to handle this. We're going to figure out how to take the actions that need to happen so that we don't have the kind of situations we have on the Texas border right now, and the drugs that are coming across, the human trafficking that he mentioned, and some of the bodies, frankly, that are being found. Oof. All right, 4th of July is coming up in odds and ends. I'm going to talk a little bit about 4th of July, and are you going to be able to see some fireworks? No 4th of July fireworks over the air over Mount Rushmore, South Dakota. Remember, that was a big thing with them last time around. A federal judge has denied the Republican governor's request for a permit allowing fireworks over Mount Rushmore to celebrate Independence Day. So that request has gone through a couple of different hands. It's not happening. The judge says there's too much potential risk to the park itself and the health and safety of employees and visitors. Wah! When do they come back? Maybe the following year. Hang with us.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
You know, masks off, fireworks, you would think, would abound in the U.S., certainly, on 4th of July in 2021. Lots to celebrate. 4th of July seemed to be that line of demarcation, anyway, for the president, where he wanted 70% of the people in the country vaccinated. They're doing all kinds of things, they being the federal government and others, trying to get more people to be vaccinated, giving away sports tickets, giving away money, all kinds of things. So far, that number hasn't moved that much at that 60%. Will it jump up in a little over a month before fireworks day? Not so sure about that. All right, some of the best places to see fireworks, and they're definitely going to roll through. San Francisco, Flagstaff, Arizona. Woohoo to our friends in Arizona. All the peeps in Tucson. I know they've been writing me about fireworks. Navy Pier in Chicago. Bend, Oregon is a great place to see fireworks. I've seen fireworks in Lahaina, Maui in Hawaii, and that's pretty exciting because it's great to be on a boat. You're out there on a boat, and then they flip it around, of course, and then you can see the fireworks. So some of those best fireworks displays will be happening, like Macy's 4th of July fireworks in the year 43, and it's probably the largest fireworks display at least one of them in the country. I can't say for sure, but I'm thinking it is. And they shoot them up over the East River, so you can see it all over the city. Pretty cool. At least, you know, for sure, if you don't want to go anywhere, you'll be able to stream all over the place. And Macy's is one of them, because I guarantee they'll do it up big. I heard from somebody today that works for Macy's that that's all the talk. That's it. They're talking about how big it's going to be, because everybody wants to ooh and ah, and, you know, we're through COVID-19 restrictions. They're lifting across the country, so now we can finally celebrate, but not everywhere, because they're not going to be going off in South Dakota, obviously, over Mount Rushmore. That was denied. But I think there's the concern of fire, etc. Nashville, Tennessee, they're going to ring in freedom big time with the celebration downtown. They're going to have country music superstars out there singing. Brad Paisley is one of them. That's supposed to be one of the biggest ones in the country. I think I said Oregon, but Portland, Oregon, they have a big tradition of this, and they have a huge, like my favorite blues festival, besides a place called Telluride in Colorado, and they have the Waterfront Blues Festival, and that will be really big, because they'll combine that, and that'll be like July 2nd through the 5th. And so there are people that are definitely going to be setting them off, that's for sure. And our pals in Paducah, Kentucky, that are listening, yeah, you know what? They got a big one. They have a high aerial display that you can see from all parts of the city. They have huge, huge fireworks show, big show. Same thing with Dana Point, California, which is right there on the water. They launch them from a barge in the water right in front of that state park, so you can watch and you can be on private boats, you could be back on the beach and you can see it, and they're going to have some mask requirements and COVID protocols, although in California, everything opens wide on June 15th. So June 15th, which is, you know, not too far from now, not, you know, less than 2 weeks from now, they've got the wide open reopening, 100% at restaurants, etc. California is going to be much different than it has been for the past 15 months. All right, coming up kind of on tap, a very big on tap, is what's going to happen with the Chauvin sentencing, and that sentencing is huge because of what he's certainly lobbying, his lawyers are lobbying to have a reduction in perhaps what could end up being, you know, 30 years, or it's going to be reduced. But the thought is, you know, why the reduction? And there's discussions about that. With the lawyers and the prosecutors are saying, if anything, they want to make sure he gets the most years possible. So if he's looking at fireworks, it's going to be from a cell somewhere, that's for sure. Let's go to David in San Francisco. Hey, David.
Oh, hi, Kate. Long time no talk. You know, I've been vaccinated since February and March, and, you know, I feel somewhat secure, but at the same time, it seems a little early to be asking America to be just out there and, you know, congregating in mass. I was hearing some stats about these variants. And if we were to allow half the population to run around unvaccinated, we could start this whole mess over from the top. And, you know, this idea that the variants are coming because people are going around unvaccinated, and like they're saying, you know, there were the British variants, there were the South African ones, now there's one from India. And, you know, it's bad enough that some parts of the country are going through spikes and downturns, but if these variants get a hold, that would mean the vaccinations would have to start over again. And,
you know, it's, you know, It's a good point. It's a good point because I've said this on the show. It's the honor system, right? So they say if you're not vaccinated, you have to mask up. But how do we know that people who aren't vaccinated are wearing a mask? We don't know that.
Right.
That's part of the problem.
Yeah, and then the idea that, I mean, the very idea that there are people who are selling, fake vaccination cards. I mean, can you imagine, if you're going to have an economy, you hope that it's an honest economy.
Yeah.
But to actually have an economy of people who are intentionally lying about their safety. You know, it's kind of like, 100 years ago when syphilis was rampant it seems too early to be, looking at the 4th of July. Out here in San Francisco, I've had a number of different 4th of July where, stand on a roof with a bunch of friends and watch the bottle rockets. You know, we don't need to see the big time. In fact, I remember one of the first years I moved here, the city spent $250,000 on fireworks, and the city was so blanketed with fog, they couldn't take it apart, and they had to blow them off, and the only thing you could see was a sort of a glow in the clouds.
Oh!
They wasted $250,000.
Oh, that's a great story. Oh, David, thank you so much for chipping in. We appreciate it. Take care. How about that? Can you imagine? I've spent plenty of time in San Francisco, and I'm just visualizing what he said, because it seems like every time I'm there and I get up in the morning to walk, it's just a blanket of fog. You know, you're by Fisherman's Wharf, because usually I try to stay down by the water, and it's the place where I've seen the most fog in my life. Other than when I lived in California, and I lived in a place called Morro Bay. Look it up, people. It's incredible. It has this monolithic rock in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, not far from the beach, and it is a very neat hidden gem. And I didn't even realize it. What did I know? I came from the East Coast, and I had no idea. And it was like fog every day, fog. And that somebody would, I would have a friend that would call me, hey, fog's lifted. You want to go get some coffee? Fog's lifted. I think we can see. We could walk on the beach. That was like our signals. Crazy. All right, to David's point, I mean, that is what I've said. It's the honor system. And what happens if you don't get that right mix? Could we go back to a situation where we need to get other shots because of these variants and because of people that aren't vaccinated, which is why the push is to get people to that 70%. Initially, we were saying 70 to 80% for herd immunity. 60.2% of the eligible population, 12 and older, according to Johns Hopkins, have been vaccinated, at least one dose of the vaccine anyway. That's the numbers that they have. And there is the push to get more people to want to take the shot. Headed to the mailroom next.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is calling on more Americans to get vaccinated against COVID-19 as part of what he's calling a month of action to try to get to his goal of having 60% of adults receive at least one dose of vaccine before July 4th. In remarks on Wednesday, the president said the country was heading into a far better summer than last year.
America is headed into a summer dramatically different from last year's summer. A summer of freedom, a summer of joy, a summer of get-togethers and celebrations. An all-American summer that this country deserves after a long, long dark winter that we've all endured.
The latest data from the CDC says that about 62% of adults have received at least one shot, with 12 states having already reached the president's goal of 70%. More than 133 million people are fully vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News. Israel's health ministry says it may have observed a link between the COVID vaccine and heart inflammation in young men. A new study found a probable link between the second dose of Pfizer vaccine and cases of myocarditis in men aged 16 to 30, reporting 275 cases of the condition among more than 5 million vaccinated people. Immunologist Dr. Nita Ogden tells CBS News that the number of cases don't indicate a higher than normal risk, but says it's important to investigate all of these possible links.
Pfizer has weighed in, the CDC has weighed in, and the European Medicines Agency, and they all feel that the incidence of myocarditis that has been seen here is not more than one would see in the general population, and therefore is not a cause for concern. However, it is important to raise awareness among physicians that this is something they should be on the lookout for, that feeling of chest pain and discomfort. And another thing to keep in mind is that 95% of the cases observed in these Israeli men were mild.
This is USA Radio News.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest: the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301, or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
What's digging the mail bag?
Digging the mail bag.
What?
Digging the mail.
All right, so we didn't have to dig in the mailbag too deeply anyway. Lots of thoughts about all kinds of different things. Not a surprise. You're such a smart audience. We got this one from Walton who says, hey, Kate, I don't know about you, but it's been very strange. I know you live in Texas. It's been very strange to feel like I need to build an ark because every single day I seem to get some kind of rain happening outside of San Antonio. I've had to sandbag my house. I've had to get my canoe ready just in case. And now, adding insult to injury, I think I'm going to be seeing some mosquitoes. You will be too, my dear, because mosquitoes are going to come out with all of this wet weather. And I know there's people that listen in your audience from all over Texas and all over the southeast and a lot of places that were hit in Louisiana with a ton of rain. And they're probably going to see some of those critters too. So I don't know what you're doing to protect yourself from the mosquitoes, but it's just a warning. I think you need to get ready. Well, thank you for that. I hate mosquitoes. I'm not good at figuring out what to do to stop mosquitoes. I've had people, which I'll just invite you all, if you have any kind of methods to kill mosquitoes, send them to me. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. I didn't grow up around mosquitoes. I've lived in places where there have been mosquitoes, but it seems like I dodged a lot of the mosquito nonsense and until I moved to Texas. And then I had to deal with mosquitoes. And luckily, I think there's some blood types, I could be wrong about this, that they're attracted to. But I haven't had a lot. Like, there's people, my nephew, he'll just get these welts. He just is out for 2 seconds somewhere, and he doesn't care. He can care less. He wants to be outside. He wants to be down in creek beds digging for fossils or whatever. So he's not worried about it, but he knows. He just sprays up. That's what he does. He sprays up. You know, there are 3,000 species of mosquitoes. 3,000. And it's awful. You can get the super, super expensive way to stop mosquitoes where they surround your house and it's this constant sort of like spray that supposedly really works. I think it's $2,000, $3,000. It's crazy, crazy amount of money. But they do the whole house. They surround it with this metal piping that pumps the stuff out. I know I'm not doing it justice, but I just want you to visualize it. That's all I know. I don't even know what it's called. And then there's other people that, you know, they have devices that they plant in the ground, or the bug guy comes out and they put something in the ground. But that doesn't ever seem to work, and especially if there's rain, because then it gets washed away. And there's just something about mosquitoes bite certain kinds of people, and, you know, they don't bite others. And I don't want to go too deep into this, but rainy weather does cause mosquito populations to boom. So you can bet if you're in rainy territory and you're listening to me, you know, he's absolutely right. We're going to see lots and lots and lots of mosquitoes. I'm sure of it. All right, from California, this one is from Craig. Kate, breaks my heart as a former firefighter to hear about that California firefighter who had some kind of an incident at work and then shot one of his fellow firefighters, set his place on fire. I mean, just absolutely awful that happened in, you know, L.A. I'm here in the Inland Empire. A lot of people talking about this, and boy, there is something about what's now happened with people where they lose it, and not that that hasn't happened before, but it just feels like to me that there's more of this going on than ever, or just it's being reported more. But I really feel for all of the other brothers and sisters that are there in that fire department that are dealing with the aftermath of that horrible, horrible shooting. Yeah, you know what happened? The firefighter who died, Tori Carlon was his name, and the 44-year-old fire specialist drove the fire truck. He was shot several times in the, I guess, in his chest. He had three daughters. He had been with the department for like 20 years, and he had worked with the other firemen who gunned him down in Agua Dulce, which is a rural area of about 3,000 people in the desert, just north of Los Angeles County. And so, you know, lots of people were on hand in that small community to honor the fallen firefighter. And it sat. It was some kind of a job dispute. And of course, again, it's a deadly workplace shooting. And the gunman also wounded a fire captain at the station before he set his house on fire. This is a fireman in a nearby area, and then killed himself. So once again, killed himself. This was Fire Station 81. Mm. Wow. And of course, what do? They investigate it. They're trying to figure out whatever facts that are left that they can figure out, but doesn't bring them back. That's for sure. All right, this one is from Mac, and Mac says, "Kate, are you watching what's going on with home prices? I bet you're one of those that jumps on Zillow and checks out what's happening in other parts of the country. I can tell when you talk about real estate and lumber and the price of homes. Well, you are bingo right on that. I do the Zillow thing where I'm looking around like, oh, my friend said, you know, home shot up here by the beach in St. Petersburg where I just was, or this area has gotten red hot, and why is that? Home prices actually rose by more than 50% in a lot of markets, and what's happening is sometimes people are getting these homes unseen, like they just look at the pictures like on a Zillow or Redfin or some other kind of search engine, and then they make a bid because they want to be in Boise, Idaho. The median price for a house in Boise went up 72%. So median house was $224,000, went up to $385,000. Yeah. The Stockton Lodi area in California, $460,000, a 51% increase from January to February of this in the same period of, for 2021. And I mean, those aren't the only places. There's a whole list of places where the market has just gone insane, berserk. Port Lucie, Florida. They went up 57.19%. Rocky Mount, North Carolina, 55%. He was right about me checking out real estate. Phoenix, Mesa, you know I love Arizona. Phoenix, Mesa, Scottsdale, Arizona, 49.8%. Because people were moving out of cities and people are looking for areas to live that they like, that have space, that have mountains, that have desert, that have something that's attracting them. And so they're looking for houses, you know, in those areas. Wow. So some people are making out like bandits, I guess, in the housing market, and others not so much, depending on what end of it you are. You know, are you looking and you can't find in a place because all the houses are getting gobbled up right away and the prices have gone sky high, so you can't even afford it anymore where you could have afforded? I think that's happening to, you know, some people. Like, even I have a friend that is moving back to Michigan from Texas, and she wanted to go to Traverse City. She said you can't even find like a place to rent, and that houses, forget about it, that they have just soared. And it's a pretty place. It's a nice place to live. And a lot of people left big cities and went to places like Traverse City, Michigan. Mm-hmm. All right, this is a big one. I think all of you, no matter where you're listening to me in the United States, can appreciate this. And this one is from Brett, who says, wow, has Amazon lost its mind? Do you know they have this new sidewalk feature, Kate, that will share your internet connection? Aren't we having problems enough with privacy and hacks and everything else? Yeah, they're automatically enrolling owners of any of their devices in a program that would share a slice of their internet connection with neighbors. It launches on eligible Echo devices starting on June 8th. So you don't have much time to shut that down. It's a low bandwidth shared network that they say will not only allow your devices to work better, but help locate lost items. That's why they say they're doing it. So a small portion of that internet bandwidth, which is pooled together to provide the services to you and your neighbors, that's what will happen. So when more neighbors participate, they say the network becomes even stronger. It has layers. Now, what they're saying is the sidewalk feature has layers of privacy and security to protect personal information, but users will have the option to turn off sidewalk if they decide not to participate. Ring owners with an eligible device can opt out by visiting the control center in the Ring app or Ring website. Customers who own an eligible Echo device can make changes in settings in the Alexa app. Amazon says customers who purchase an eligible Echo for the first time will have the chance to disable sidewalk during the setup process. I wonder how many people are going to opt out of this. I'm going to just tell you, I think in my neighborhood, everyone is going to opt out because they don't like the idea of sharing and potentially some kind of a break there. Hang with us. We're going to the Man Cave next.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Time to
invade the man cave.
Wow, we have an interesting man cave for you this time around. Welcome, welcome. Find your seats. Hurry up. Sit down, sit down. Lots to get to. Luka Doncic. Wow. For the Dallas Mavericks, the point guard who's playing with his neck like he has to move it from side to side barely, the injuries that he's gone through, 42 points, 8 boards, 14 assists. He was on fire. I watched a big chunk of this game, in fact, most of it until I jumped on the air. The Mavericks beat the Clippers in Los Angeles in a thrilling game, 105-100. So Dallas leads the series 3-2. They can close this out when they come back to Dallas, and that will happen on Friday night, so they can close out that first round series. That's a biggie. 76ers win their series 4-1 over the Wizards with a 129-112 victory. Bradley Beal tried as much as he could for Washington, but it wasn't enough. He had 32 points in the loss. Tobias Harris for Philly. 28 points. Joel Embiid was not on the floor, so that was a big miss for Philly, but they still managed to win. So how about that? Atlanta said bye-bye to New York, 103-89, as we continue to roll through some NBA. And this is big for Atlanta. The Jazz won their series 4-1 by beating the Grizzlies 126-110 in that final game. Donovan Mitchell, 30 points, 6 boards, 10 assists. So an interesting, exciting Wednesday night in the NBA. NFL news, pretty interesting news. A couple of different things when it comes to the NFL. Oh, you know, it's all the same, right? The NFL doing a lot of those OTAs and getting ready for another season. Hard to believe because, you know, here we are in June, and now June really kind of signals what happens as you get ready for training camps, etc. And what does it mean? It means Aaron Rodgers. No update, and they're still in that spot where the Green Bay Packers coach Matt LaFleur is unsure if Aaron Rodgers is going to go to minicamp. So Jordan Love is getting all the attention. He's already missed enough of the offseason to forfeit $500,000 workout bonus. So what does he care about? $93,000 more is plenty of money, meaning Aaron Rodgers, he misses more time. LaFleur reiterates every time he's asked, every single moment, every single day by all the reporters there, that he wants Rodgers to continue to serve as the Packers quarterback, even though Rodgers has become disgruntled with the organization. So they don't know. They have no idea. To be continued. And he may make a last-minute decision. He just might wait until he decides. Or maybe he knows exactly what he's going to do, and he's just not telling anyone. Except for, I think his fiance, Shailene Woodley, the actress, I bet she knows. I'm thinking she knows. You know how that is between couples. This is something that probably should have ended, not probably, it should have ended a long time ago. What am I saying? This is crazy. When I first heard this, I thought, am I misunderstanding this? And I actually called someone I knew I guess it was about a year or 2 years ago in the NFL to say, I'm not sure I understand this and had it explained to me. So the NFL said that they're ending race norming. What is race norming? Let me make sure you understand what race norming is. It's what the league used to do following concussions in settlements. In 2013, for example, they used race norming following those settlements. They assumed blacks, this is what race norming is, NFL, they were assuming blacks started out with lower cognitive functioning than their white counterparts in the settlement, and it made it difficult for black players to show cognitive impairment and thus qualify for a monetary award. So they were already disqualified in some cases. Now, the league says race norming was never mandatory, but that's simply semantics because the NFL appealed some claims filed by black players if their scores weren't adjusted for race. So once again, the NFL talking out of both sides of its mouth. Imagine that. So the NFL did use race norming. They used it as a money-saving way by denying the claims of black players in a league that's, 70% black. And they stopped the practice only after it was caught, only after it started to be talked about. So on Wednesday, the NFL said it was ending race norming. That's what they're saying. Wow. There are no words for this. I have no words for this. None. It's sickening. It's awful. It's shocking. It is shocking, right? Can you imagine? It's very sad. Yeah, we want you to play, but oh boy, if you get those concussions, you know, we do have this race marine policy. Oh, but it's not necessarily enforced, except for it was enforced, so give me a break. Give me a break. Come on. They can do so much better than that, right? Of course they can. Of course they can. All right, to my favorite, one of my favorites anyway, the long ball. Yeah, we're talking about people who hit the long ball anyway. We're talking about Major League Baseball. So, you know, there's a discussion about cheating in baseball. What can you do? How do you cheat? And we've seen modern-day cheating in the ways that it can happen. No offense to Astros fans. But Major League Baseball is banning four in the minors for doctoring baseballs. Yes, Chicago White Sox, one of their right-handed pitchers, got a 10-game ban from the Major League Baseball. He was ejected when umpires discovered a foreign substance that you are not allowed to use. So they've got all kinds of homebrew kind of tacky substances, mixtures that have sunscreen and rosin that sort of has spiked up. They learn how to use it, and it can increase the spin on their fastballs. Anything to win. Give me some of that sunscreen. Let me see if it can just fly off my fingertips and spin a little bit better as it goes in toward the hitters. So, you know, a lot of people believe that grip aids are partially responsible for this kind of free fall because there have been 6 no-hitters this season. That's one shy of the record since 1900. Did you hear what I said? If you take anything away from this show, 6 no-hitters this season, one shy of the record since 1900. The league's .236 batting average, the lowest through May 31st since 1969. Mm-hmm. So, penalties are starting to come out. Looking at banned substances, looking to see what the spin rates are, seeing if they've spiked, seeing what these sticky substances are that pitchers are using. They call it baseball's dirty little secret. And what is the dirty little secret? What is the stuff they're using? And I guess it is things paramount to mixing something with sunscreen, and everybody does it a little bit differently, but they're starting to crack down on whatever the substances are and figure out what the spin rates are. Oh, I mean, I guess, like I said, competition, yes, but we want to make sure we win. So whatever we have to do, right? Whatever we have to do. Serena Williams. It's not cheating. Serena Williams is looking for her 24th big-time win, right? 24 big majors. She goes 3 sets to reach the 3rd round of the French Open. We'll see if she gets it. There is a chance. A lot of people pulling for Serena. She still has an incredible serve and strokes and moves around that court and moves her opponents like nobody's business. Music means I gotta exit the stage. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of the show. Hats off to Nathan Reeder for his incredible work on the technicals. Make it count, everybody.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, It's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.